耶穌講呢番説話咧，唔係咒罵，係難過。耶穌同佢哋都成，雖然佢哋個獨特地同啲中途們一齊講好多道理，但肯定有好多啲探子咧跟足嘅。所以聖殿嘅司祭啊，或經師咧，我諗佢仲清楚過嗰啲門徒。啲門徒可能係分心，但要捉耶穌痛腳嗰啲人咧，字字珠玑去匯報，你可以想而知。但呢班人咧，耶穌困為佢難過嘅地方，就係聽而不聞，視而不見。因為耶穌講嘅道理好簡單，係改變你原本有嗰種思維，改變你嗰種嘅生活方式。佢哋捨不得，咪加埋偏見。雖然係真理啫，但呢個木匠之子教我哋無學識之徒，雖然佢知道講嘅真理係掂正佢哋嘅心房嘅吉正嘅，但係為咗呢，佢保持住佢原有嗰種嘅尊嚴。尊貴的地位，他們本應有那種的進帳，因為在聖殿他們很多人看到賣東西，很多人都要很高高帳想望著他們，或者取得好的位置，又不知道要有什麼台底交易，都不知道。即耶穌說的禍災，禍災全部是人的人為的因素，我們今天社會裏面就一模一樣，強國人一樣，你怎麼走都進去，你根本你沒有個渠道，沒有這樣的經濟的能力，你不可能插針，一樣的道理是禍災。如果我們不關去原本的純朴簡潔呢，似乎耶穌說得是很嚴峻，與天國無緣。約望福音講得，即引證耶穌話：佢話我羊聽我聲音，他們又跟隨我。耶穌嘅聲音係有嘅啦，聽唔聽係視乎你。聽還聽，跟唔跟呢又係另外一步喎。知不行就都不知，所以呢一點咧都要我時時反省嘅。我哋喺福音裏面，喺聖經裏面，每一天聖神都喺我哋裏面叮下叮下嘅。如果你執著過往嘅你，都唔願意行多步嘅話，咁你等於當日嘅經師法利賽人禍災。雖然可能我哋冇佢當日佢哋咁嘅環境，個心田，你冇聽，你冇跟，係令耶穌難過。所以呢點咧，我值得要反省。So Jesus is inviting us to listen to His voice, because the scribes and Pharisees in the temple.They are learners. They are not learners. They are teachers. But they follow their own way. So that's woe to them. Of course, they have heard about Jesus, His teaching. I think in His time, although they have no iPhone, they know very fast what you have done. Even Jesus says, in 3 days I can rebuild the temple. At once they drop down and report.To the people, so they all know what Jesus is saying, but that's so simple, but those touching the heart, they have to change. If don't change, it's woe to us. So John in his gospel mentioned again, my sheep listen to my voice and they follow me. So only have to listen to the word of God and for the way He wants us to do. Only then we can say we are following the follower of Christ.